My name is Arnisa Tullis. My guest speaker with me today is Jasmine King. Today we're going to talk about the difference in both of us and how we similar in each. I chose Jasmine because I knew she was both black and white, and I've always wondered, did she have to face any problems as growing up as a child or even today? So in this interview, you will hear me asking Jasmine a few questions about where she came from and her background. What are your religion beliefs?
I grew up in a Methodist church.
I grew up in a Baptist church, and me and my family attended like literally every service. Like, my family was like hard in church, and we have to be there like every Sunday. Were you and your family considered a rich, middle, or low-class family?
I would say middle.
Has anyone ever judged you and your family by your income?
No, I was never judged off my family's income. People never knew what was going on in the inside. They just knew my mother was a single mother who dressed us well and kept us involved.
I would also agree that I came from a middle class and, yeah. Describe the area and the people.
From where I'm from? It's like mixed population. Like, there's a lot of poor government funded homes with people staying in there.
How was your formal high school and elementary school?
My elementary school was on academic lockdown. It was a majority white school. A lot of bullying occurred. I grew up around a lot of middle class / like high class Caucasians.
Back in high school, well, elementary for me, I was in Jackson until I got into the fifth grade, and I moved to Pearl because it was just horrible in elementary school. I wasn't learning anything. My parents thought that Pearl would be a better education for me. So that's where I finished my high school career, at Pearl High School.
My high school was a culture change. It was poorly funded. It was a county school, so it was just all different type of races and all different type of white walks of life and incomes.
Where are you from?
I'm from Gulfport, Mississippi.
How does it feel to grow up in such a popular area?
Every day you see a new face. Every day you're gonna see someone that you don't know.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, aggravating sometimes. What is your race?
I'm biracial, black and white.
How does it feel to be both white and African American?
Sometimes it's hard being both African American and white because you aren't fully accepted by either side sometimes.
Have anyone ever tried to discourage you from your race?
When I was in elementary school, my classmates would tell me that they couldn't come to my house because my dad was black, or that they couldn't date me because I was black, but they could be my friend.
How did that make you feel?
It made me sad and sometimes ashamed of where I came from and who I was.
Describe identity in your own words.
I would say identity is who or what a person is.
After interviewing Jasmine, I thought being able to live a life as both black and white, I learned that no matter what your race is, everyone goes through things in their life. I learned that identity is also your background in life, where you come from, and your beliefs. Everybody have a different way of growing up, so everyone would be different from each other, and we can also learn from each other. Thank you.